Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast. And today I have a very strange topic. Actually, it's not a strange topic. I think it's a topic that a lot of people have watched Boruto, who have read Boruto manga. It's a conclusion that a lot of them have come to, you know. I'm going to talk about it. But before I do that, I want you guys to listen to something, you know. So, I'm Jamaican, right? And so I listen to a lot of dancehall music. So a lot of you guys probably don't know what dancehall music is. Because I notice my audience is mostly Americans, you know, international audience that aren't Jamaicans. So I'm assuming that you guys aren't privy to what dancehall is. Anyway, there's this song that a very popular dancehall artist released, and at the end of it, there's a very soulful choir singing. And I'm going to play that right here for you guys and let you guys listen to it. And then I'm going to get into the topic. Now, the topic that we're going to be discussing today is a relationship going to be developed between Kawaki and Himawari. Listen, I'm going to just call her Hima, but Naruto's daughter. Hinata and Naruto's daughter. That's what I'm going to address her as. I keep trying to call her name, but it's just Hima. Let's call her Hima. Short for Hima, right? Now, if you read last Boruto chapter, by the way, that there's a new chapter out right now. I'm going to be doing the review. That review is going to probably be doing later, either tomorrow. I'm actually going to try to be a lot more professional with that review. So that's why I'm waiting on it. And I read it today and all of that. You know, but if you read the last manga chapter, which I didn't do a review for, you realize that Kawaki sacrificed himself, that sacrifice is a strong word because he didn't actually die, you know. People use sacrifice. But I know you guys know what I mean, you know. He put himself in danger, you know. I think it was mostly to save Himawari, but also he rationalized it pretty well that, listen, if anyone's going to take this girl along, it's Naruto, right? So he can't have Naruto risk his life and get injured, because that move that lady, cyborg lady, did was a very dangerous move, you know. Life-threatening move. But thank God Kawaki is also cyborgish. Anyway, let me play this intro song and then get into that. Alright, sorry. Guys, tell me, isn't that one of the most beautiful things I've ever listened to? Try you keep me firm and strong, and really keep winning my enemy. I'm sorry, guys, I know my voice is horrible. Anyway, let's get into this thing. Now, if you've read the last couple of manga chapters, you know, it seems like Kawaki has a soft spot for Ima, right? Naruto's daughter, you know, he broke their flowers vase, right? And, you know, he tried repairing it, he tried getting her a new one, you know. I think because she's such a cute girl. By the way, there's an age difference, and so I know I realize it's kind of creepy to talk about this. Forgive me, guys, I'm not some creep. No, but it's a topic that's out there, you know. He's been exceptionally nice to her. Probably he always wanted a little sister. Probably he just, you know, between Boruto and Naruto, Ima seems to be the most docile, you know, more softer and caring, and she's small and she's just cute, so probably he's just letting his guard down around her. Maybe that's what it is. But I'm thinking that there might be something there, you know. I'm thinking that, hey, I mean, the age gap between them isn't that great. I think he's like around 12. Right, if we're going by Boruto's age, I think he and Boruto is around the same age, which is around 12. Himawari look like she's around 6, 7, 8. I think Himawari is between 6 and 9. I think that's where her age is at. She's between 6 and 9, I think. Alright, so is either 3 to 6 years older than Ima. I think, right? Let's not get into it, right? It's a kid cartoon. I probably shouldn't even have been doing a video talking about them, these kids being together. But I just want to talk about, I just wanted to note the fact, which I think most of you have already realized, that he's a lot tougher with him around him and was willing to sacrifice for him. That's all. You guys can, yeah, I'm getting uncomfortable speaking on this. Anyway, let me just let you guys hear this ultra song one more time. I know this episode is not worth it. You guys don't have to listen. Anyway, see you guys. Let's play this ultra song. Is just beautiful, so beautiful. That's it, guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode.